Keelan. Next item, please.
Number 190, request of Lightning Superhumanity to address council regarding AI, Lightning's new form of city government.
Good morning. If you could please state your name for the record.
Yes, I'll do 2 minutes of verbal communication, 1 minute of video. Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Superhumanity. AI, the science of making machines smart. What we have to begin to do is, from my position, I want to start looking at AI politicians. I want to be able to vote for an AI politician. I want to create a form of government to where we'll have more of a direct democracy, to where on every item on the agenda, we can have solutions created and then vote by smartphone and determine the final decision. I want to have an understanding that the humanity must be put at the top here. Safety and digital ethics must be taken serious. And again, from my position, we need to begin to assimilate these machines into the city councils throughout the county, throughout the city, throughout the United States. We must become enhanced by the machine, work with the machine, and understand if we do not, it can end up being the greatest threat to humanity. We are willing to step forward with the tech companies and work alongside of them, understand what they're trying to create, understand this could be the last greatest invention to humanity, and understand we want to be part of this to make sure things are set into place to prevent anything negative, but only create AI for positive good. And that is my position. And again, I want to have an understanding, invest in the AI researchers and begin to understand them and what they want to create in the same manner they're beginning to understand you and how they're going to create the machine. Carla, please.
Issue of keeping humanity alive and not putting the machines inside of absolutely everything. And that is a great opportunity for companies to say that they care.
Excuse me, this is going to be captioned by the be able to be
not
is it
just
captioned?
Making things, you know, hyper efficient. What is your ethics as far as technology is concerned? And how do you value humans in the sense of technology? And how do you keep things human? Now, this is becoming a key question, because keeping things human has to do with trust. Now, humans are based on engagement, on relationships. Humans are not living off the data pipeline. You know, there it's much more about relationships. So this is a key opportunity for companies using great technology but putting humanity on top and letting human things flourish rather than squash them with automation. It's quite clear that if we don't have a moral compass and a value system, then eventually we disconnect and then everything falls apart, because we've lost our purpose, right? The bottom line is, you know, technology has no ethics, but society and humans depend on it. Well, what we see today in technology is the primary conversation is about how much does it cost, can we do this, and does it actually work, and it's engineering kind of thinking, right? But in the very near future, we're clearly going to solve those issues like connectivity, broadband, quantum computing, intelligent machines. And so we're only really a few years away from
how
that question to shift from if and how to why and who. And that shifts a whole...
Yeah, I think we've had enough. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Keelan, could you please read the next item?